Thank you, everyone, for coming to the executive committee meeting Tuesday, July 24, 2012, 4:30-ish PM. Call this meeting to order. First item up is the approval of minutes from the June 12th meeting. A motion approved in a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Moving on to the interviews, we had two folks scheduled for the diversity commission. One, which will be removed from the schedule, and we're going to table resolution 12-106 for now. We're going to remove it from the consent calendar. We're going to table that.
12-101?
Ned?
9 or 10?
We're going to table 12-106 for the consent calendar.
Which person is that?
That was the Marcos Ramos for chairman of the diversity commission. Hopefully, all those issues can be worked out, and we'll be revisiting that later. Ramos is tabled, but it is, wow. My pleasure. I call up Marcos Montoya for the diversity commission. Please join us at the table. Thank you so much again for your application to serve on the diversity commission. We have your resume. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in serving?
I'm an attorney here in Wilmington, Delaware. I've been practicing for 6 years at the law firm Prick, Jones & Elliott. I am a member of the community. I grew up in the area, graduate from Brandywine High School. And I'm involved in the, that's right, I understand, Grant, you graduated 2006, right? Mm-hmm.
A little bit before that.
I'm also the president of Delaware Hispanic Bar Association. I'm always interested in whatever I can do to assist in improving diversity in either the community, its leadership, or the professionals in the area. So if that experience and my interest can aid the council and the county in its objectives, so I'm happy to lend that to the best of my ability.
Marcos, thank you so much. We really do appreciate your service. Any member of council have any questions, comments, or thank yous to Marcos for his willingness to serve? Councilman Hollis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Certainly, I thank you. It's a very difficult job here in terms of trying to promote and maintain sustained diversity in the Castle County, as it is in a lot of other areas. But I appreciate your willingness to take on this hard work. It is certainly not easy, even from where I sit. So you're welcome to come to these council meetings sometimes as well to see how we discuss this issue. We just discussed it earlier today, and I'm sure it's going to be heating up and discussing it even more. But the only thing I would say is that I know that I've gone to a few of the meetings and the focus is usually pretty much on job opportunities and that kind of thing within Newcastle County government. But I think also there are times when things are happening here in the legislative body where it could have impact on our ability to promote and advance diversity in a lot of different areas. So I would just appreciate and welcome members of the diversity community also to take a look every now and then at council's agenda and see some of the policies and things that we're adopting here that could impact diversity. So feel free to, Penrose Hollins, to share your issues and concerns with me, and I'm sure most council members will welcome your input as well on this issue.
I would think that would be very important. I mean, as a governmental body, this should be some synergistic efforts among the different committees and the council. So I, at least from my perspective, I would always welcome and want to know what it is that the council and the county executive is doing in terms of what their objectives are in terms of diversity and whatever the committee can do to assist the county in achieving those objectives.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Councilman Smiley.
Despite your chosen profession, I welcome you and I appreciate your willingness to serve. Just to be clear, I will be supporting you tonight. I support all first-time appointments to any board. It's the second time that I've been, because I then have an ability to have the opportunity to observe yet committee and see. It's just the way I am. First time out, I get everybody a reasonable shot. After that, depends on what I observe. So go forward and do good.
Thank you. That's a.
If nothing else, you'll help them stop complaining about not having the numbers.
Any other Sure. Councilman Sheldon.
Thank you very much for wanting to step up to the plate. I would appreciate it myself being on the chair of Special Services. We have a diversity language that's in our contracts that we give out as far as workers and so forth, what we strive to do. I'd really appreciate it if you would take a look at that and just give your thoughts on it, that's all, on minority participation and so forth. We've had some heated battles, some not so heated, but talked about. And we get those, I think it's, if it's not monthly, it's quarterly. I think it's quarterly, so if you could be, we'll make sure, and we'll ask our county to council and so forth to make sure that you're emailed that so you can respond to us at the diversity committee as a whole if you think we're doing good, where we can improve, and so forth. And it's one of the special services meetings in about 3 months, 4 months, whatever. If you could attend, we'd really appreciate it with the minority report and your thoughts on it personally.
Okay.
All right.
Happy to take job assignments before.
Yeah, I guess I am. Before you even vote, I will be supporting you too. Yes. Can we have a roll call vote now, then? It's more than now.
Put more probation till he's done.
Yeah. No pressure. Just want to let you know we're all counting on you, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Marcus, I too want to weigh in and thank you for your interest in serving on the Diversity Commission. I think your local involvement in community, not just your profession, but I think your willingness to work with community and work with this as Hispanic community and in general and everything. And I think from, we all bring a little bit different perspective to the table from council, and you'll see it throughout county government. And you know, one of the things we mentioned earlier today is, you know, a commitment of principles, practices, how we do things in county government. And you know, at the end of the day, it's not always percentages and numbers. I think that really it's a matter of our commitment to principle and practices, and our commitment to having a diverse workforce, offering diverse opportunities to businesses, small business, and to the future and everything of our economy. So, you know, we welcome you. We welcome your ideas, your input, and your guidance. I mean, you're out there. You know, your education and everything, and so, but welcome.
Thank you.
Any other members of council have any questions, comments, or requests? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for comment. Any member of the public wishing to speak?
If you want to wait just a minute, Bob walked in, and he's probably
item number four.
The most famous brand line bulldogs out there. I'm sure a lot of them.
Any other questions, comments? Seeing none.
Run.
Thank you very much for your willingness to serve. Really appreciate
it.
Thank you.
We'll move to it.
All right. And
number four.
We're moving on to item number four. We'd like to.
Got him.
He got it.
Poor guy.
There's another one that'll be tabled.
Anyway, before we move on to item number four, I'd just like to do a quick roll call here. We have Councilman Spinelli, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Bell, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Cartier, and Councilman Retta. Item number
my name.
I can't believe somebody got my name right.
And this is my invisible 8 Grand Firestone.
And this is my invisible 8 Grand Firestone. Who will be diligently listening to these notes afterwards, transcribing every single
everybody
bit of
mumble so he can't get them.
Moving on to item one. Resolution 12-108. We have a member, please come on up, state your name. No, I just saw Lynn disappear. I didn't know who was going to speak on this.
Helen McKinley, Human Resources. Item 4, Resolution 12-108, is actually the next two items are related. So I don't know if you want to address all three at one time.
If they're all related, please let's address all the related items at once.
Okay. These are actually three position descriptions that are being revised. Under the county, the merit system, any positions that are pay grade 28 or above have to be approved by a council resolution. These are really purely housekeeping changes, just necessary to update, maybe delete some obsolete language, and update and clarify the job descriptions. We do have representatives from each of the departments here if you have any specific questions about the technical duties or requirements for the positions. But they're for accounting and fiscal manager, community services administrator, and civil engineer too. And in your packet, there were copies of the current job description and then the proposed new job description.
For the record here, for our discussion purposes, was this prompted by the employees requesting a review, or was it more of the management looking at the
position? Actually, it's something that Human Resources, whenever we post a position, we try to review the job description and if it needs to be updated. Sure. Also, under the merit system, we're supposed to update each job description every 5 years. So if we look, we're going to post a job that's been more than 5 years, then we do like to update it.
Councilman Spilak.
I have one question. If this is merely housekeeping, is it going to cost us any more to run our house?
No.
No.
Okay,
there's
thank
no
you.
Discernible
I'm good.
Fiscal
I'm good.
Impact.
I don't have the legislation in front of me. So.
Any other questions, comments, members of council? Any questions, comments, members of the public? Seeing none. Thank you very much for the explanation.
Does he want to get in before we close the meeting?
Certainly.
No. 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 Moving on to other. Any
careful what
member,
you ask for.
Any member of council have anything under other? Seeing none. Public comment. Any member of the public wishing to speak, please do so.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Welcome, Councilman Lyon.